Progressive-leaning groups say now that more Democrats have been elected to the state Senate, they'll hold their feet to the fire in January to ensure that measures like bail reform and legalizing marijuana are swiftly enacted into law. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
The group say they've been pressing for years for measures including ending cash bail, providing more higher education access to prisoners, and ending solitary confinement. They say they are encouraged by the election of 40 Democrats to the state Senate and want lawmakers to include some of the reforms in the state budget. Clarice Torriente, a community activist in Albany, along with other representatives from the other groups, braved a bitterly cold November day to speak just outside the entrance to the state capitol. Torriente says she's been working for the past 5 years coordinating prisoners' access to higher education, but she says only half of state prisons offer anything more than a high school equivalency certificate.
There are 54 prisons in New York State, and only 27 of them have access to higher education for the incarcerated population. Enough is enough. We want our folks to return to communities well prepared to serve and to care for their families and be positive contributors to their local communities.
Peter Cook with the New York State Council of Churches says the state's cash bail system often strands low-income people who are accused of crimes in jail to await proceedings where their lives spiral even further downward. He says that needs to end.
There are many people who find themselves in a county jail and they just can't get out because they can't afford cash bail. And if you're stuck in a county jail, even before you've been convicted of anything, you can lose your house, you can get kicked out of school, you can have your car impounded, and you are put on a trajectory of poverty and put into a cycle where you're more and more vulnerable to being permanently incarcerated.
Cook says the Council of Churches plans to release a budget document in the next couple of weeks before Governor Andrew Cuomo releases his spending plan in January. Cook says it will show how making the changes away from mass incarceration will save the state money that could be used on other things, like infrastructure and education.
Mass incarceration is not only morally wrong, but it's really expensive. And I think that part of this budget process is really asking, what are the investments we need to be making that keep people out of jail and address some of the more systemic questions like poverty and racism, which feed into this whole mass incarceration system.
The state Senate's new majority will include several members from more conservative parts of the state, like the New York City suburbs of Long Island and Westchester. Jamaica Miles with Citizen Action says that should not deter action, though, on the criminal justice reform issues.
I'm anticipating that we're not going to be divided, that this is not just a city issue. This is also a suburban issue. This is a rural issue.
She says legislators need to listen to voters who replaced 6 of 8 former conservative-leaning breakaway Democrats in the September primary and defeated several GOP senators in November's election. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.